you might say in slang, who blanked my pencil?
Who took my pencil?
How would you say anything else?
Who stole my pencil? Bring it back.
All right, anything else you might say?
No.
Like swipe? You might say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I...
Remember?
Okay. And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure don't.
Remember it.
Okay. And with one of these things, you can do this, what do you call it?
Right.
And yesterday I...
Wrote.
Okay. And I can say,
I just wrote a letter.
Okay. I have just...
Wrote a letter.
Okay. And I have just wrote a letter, and I expect him...
To receive one.
To receive an...
A letter.
Okay. And if the phone rings, you say...
Answer it.
Okay. And the thing that you put on a letter to make sure it gets to where it's going is called the...
Address.
Okay. And I might say, I want to write... to someone, maybe in New York or someplace. I say, I want to write to George. Do you know his?
Address.
Okay. And if a little boy has learned something new, say for instance he's learned to whistle, okay, and you didn't know he could whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him, who?
Who taught you that?
Okay. And I might say, when are you going to Tampa? Okay. And say that you thought that you might do it next month sometime. So you might say, right now we are
thinking about it.
Okay.
Or planning it.
Anything else?
Right now we think about it.
Okay. If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the little boy might say now. The little boy might say to the little girl, now don't you go to my mother and
tell her about it.
Okay. Little kids that tell on other little kids are called what?
Stool pigeon.
Okay. How about something like cat?
Tattletale.
Okay. How about if a grown-up tells on another grown-up, he's what?
He's a stool pigeon.
Okay.
And a news carrier.
Does tattle mean the same thing as gossip?
No.
What's the difference?
They're the same.
They're the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he's talking about what somebody did.
Okay. If you wanted some flowers for the dinner table, you would go out in the garden and...
Gather some. Pick some.
Okay. Pick some what?
Flowers.
Okay. What is something a child might play with?
Toys.
Okay. Any other names that you can nickname to?
Playthings.
What else?
No. I don't know.
Okay. If something happened that you expected or predicted, or was afraid was going to happen, like a kid get out and you know, get hit by a rock or something from a lawnmower, you said, "Now I just
told you that that would happen."
Yeah, you might say, "I just
warned you."
Okay. How about I just
knew it would happen.
How about I can say that's the book that I
gave to you.
Okay. And I can say,
will you give it back?
Okay. And you said
he had my book.
I'm talking about give now. He had
give me the book.
Okay. And how about you go to church and you have to wait till it
open?
I mean, you're sitting in the congregation, you wait till it
the sermon starts.
Okay. What's another word for start?
Till. Oh, I can't think.
How about the word that starts with a B and means the same
Began.
Thing?
Began.
Okay. And you said yesterday the sermon
began early.
Okay. And last week it had
begun
by this time. Okay. And I might say, why are you out of breath? And you say, I was feeling so happy I blank all the way home.
I ran all the way home.
Yesterday I
ran all the way home.
And I say, I had
run all the way home.
Okay. And you might say, if you didn't know where the man was born, you might ask, where is he?
Where was he born at?
And if you didn't know where he was born, you might say, where does he
live at?
Or where is he?
Birthplace?
I say, how, I say, you don't know where he was born. You might ask, where does he blank from?
Where did he come from?
Okay. And I might say, he blanked in on the train last night.
He came in.